Like Louis Armstrong, break the trumpet, I'll hit that bong and break you off something soon. I got to get my props. Cops come and try to snatch my crop.
Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock with me, The Solution, and joining me today is the correspondent.
Hello, Solution. How are you, bud?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, all right, mate. All right. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we will. With us is Christina. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you, Solution?
Good, thank you. And with us is the architect.
Hey, mate. How's it going? I can complain, but I won't.
No one gives a fuck. Correspondent, you've come back from recently just seen...
Been to the movies.
Yeah, what was it, Oppenheimer?
Barbie, Oppenheimer, they're the two, but I opted for Oppenheimer because I'm that kind of, you know, intellectual, sophisticated kind of dude. You know that?
It's a bit of a dog act, mate, because you said to me, I'll meet you in the Barbie movie, and I sat through the whole thing waiting for you.
Architect. We know you've seen that movie four times already, and we know you're making up excuses to rewatch it again and again. Look, whatever you're into, we'll still love you here on the sock. Whatever movies you like, whatever your pronouns, we're happy.
Man, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you because I noticed all the girls that are dressed up as Barbie, and I didn't recognize all the blokes as Ken. So sorry.
No, it's fair enough, mate. I had the long blonde wig on, so...
all right, this joke is officially, like, run its course. What can we say about the game? Like, not happy, but isn't this the reality? Like, aren't we just better to accept season's done? We saw some good signs. We saw some progression. We've got some great kids. We've got some players. We've got some players that need to go to the knackery, but shall we just take a perspective pill and accept that this year's done? Anybody want to start or disagree with me?
In total agreement, mate. Total agreement.
Yeah, same.
The nail wasn't already in the coffin, obviously the quad injury to number 14, you're like, give me a fucking break, seriously.
Yeah, I think now's the opportunity to play any of those players we haven't seen yet who, you know, give them a bit of a opportunity, see what they can do.
As long as they're not injured.
Yeah, let's not talk all over the top of each other. Just give Voss a fucking game. Just please, just end the torture. Just give him a game.
Agree. Can we also continue to play Menzies for fuck's sake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think, Solution, you were there, weren't you? Is that right?
I was.
Just couple of quick questions to you. Did we lose it at selection? Did we? I know we lost it on the ground, but what are your observations?
My observations is that Stringer shouldn't be playing. He's absolutely not fit.
Yep.
We're so stuck at the game, like he just couldn't run, couldn't chase, went into the middle at the start of the game and got some clearances, and obviously the injection wore off, and after that he was terrible. I question whether Peter Wright is fit. Either last year was an anomaly and he's just reverted to mean, or he can't be fit for mine. There's a lot of the younger players looked like they were struggling. Christine, you were there as well. What do you reckon?
No, I think the coaches went for tall and slow over small and fast, and dogs are small and fast.
Yeah.
And like the inclusion of Cox was obviously to try and help contested marks in the wing, but you know, that he had the opportunity to, he did some weird kicks. I think it was a bit of like selection table, but I also think the long game last week was brutal. And like that was a physical game and they had a 6-day break. So I think that probably, like Brad said in the presser, that they were tired. They looked tired and slow, and there was, you know, the dogs killed us in the centre clearances.
But isn't that the
clearances?
Isn't that the irony? Like, I agree with what you said then, but isn't the irony that what killed us was, yes, we were slow and tall and not so big-bodied. We went for big bodies, but it was their big bodies in the middle architect that just dominated. Bont was just a force.
It was a one-man army, I'll be honest. Him and, I suppose, Liberatore, they just tore us apart in the midfield. Liberatore was, I don't know if no one wanted to stand next to him, but it seemed every time there was a centre clearance, he was involved and somehow got the ball out. It was staggering that we didn't make a call at some point. It's just someone just try and play a shutdown role or something. But, yeah, they did look very slow through the midfield. It just seemed no matter what we tried to do, they walked it out.
It felt to me that they had more players on the field. That's what it felt like. Because they had more players in defence, more players in the forward line, and they were winning the clearances.
Yeah.
Well, someone explained to me saying they were dropping too deep into our forward line to help turn over the ball, and then they just pushed up the ground much faster than what we did in transition.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's seen, but the AFL put out a video showing some the transition from their back half to our forward half. And there were a couple of instances where you'd watched it, like Bontempelli was standing side by side against his opponent. By the time he got into the forward 50, he was 30-something plus metres in front of his direct opponent.
Yeah.
They just did not chase. And it makes it very hard for a back line to defend against a forward line and a midfield.
So the AFL put that out. Did the AFL put out any of the umpiring decisions?
Yeah, I thought you might move to that. I was going to say, as to your point, mate, combination of the umpiring and when are they going to pull the dogs up on these handballs? It's been happening since 2016.
You say the word handball.
Throw.
Yeah.
Right. We all know that, yeah. But you're right, mate, those umpiring decisions, how many did we get where it's okay for them to try and take on a tackler, the ball hits, you know, incorrect disposal, play on. And what, two or three times Hobbs got nailed for holding the ball. 30 seconds either side of that was the Bulldogs, identical.
Yeah. I mean, we can lose all by our lonesome. We don't need...
We don't need that help.
No. Well, Architect, you're going to do the awards. So do you want to just give us your... What do you want to start with? The herd?
No, let's... I was about to say, let's start with the Henneman.
Okay.
Just go for the bad.
Roll out the awards from last week.
Roll it. So there's a couple of names kind of come to mind. Couples. So I'll rule out Nick Hine because I don't think it's fair to give it to a sub that plays one and a bit quarters.
So hang on, you're going by process of elimination.
That
tells you how bad we were.
This podcast might be the longest one we've ever done. So I think I'll start off with Nick Bryan. He just, other than the tap outs, he's non-existent around the field. I don't know, did he touch it?
Well, I think he did, but not often.
Not often. I might have blinked.
And those words of the coaching panel on staff that he's just well above VFL level. I'm like, that might be so, but at the moment, he's just struggling at the highest level.
Well, if that's the case, that's just a pure indictment on the VFL standard. He had four possessions, two kicks, two handballs.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and a tackle. Don't forget the tackle.
And a tackle. He must have fallen over someone. What did he run at? I'm assuming 100% disposal efficiency at four. You'd want to be up there.
Come on, we don't do those kind of stats.
No, I know. It's look, a couple other ones. I suppose your mate, solution. The monster that is 4 foot five, Snelling, did he even touch the ball? He may have been on the ground, hardly ever saw him. Again, similar kind of Matt Guelfi, didn't do much. And for small forwards that are supposed to be putting on pressure, the Bulldogs just warped the ball out of our forward line every chance they got. It was down there enough too, so you can't argue that it's like Geelong where it never went there. It did. It just came out real quick.
Yeah.
Just imagine if that game had Menzies and Waller.
I think
how different it would look. Anyway, yeah. Continue.
No, you're right. We haven't mentioned that the lack of, you know, where's our small forwards? And if the fact that you got Snelling and Guelfi both playing that role, and they've played that role sometimes okay, but then they're both not, you know, small forward players.
No.
But on Guelfi, I don't think he's... I think he's on his last legs. I think he's knackery.
Mate, we could trade him to the Eagles because he's the Prince of Perth and we might get a second rounder. I'm kidding.
I reckon we might get a couple of wags coming back the other way. That's all we'll get.
Hey, do you want any other suggestions for the Henneman?
I've still got a few, but by all means.
No, I'll let you go because I know one or two you're going to call, and if you don't, I'll let you know.
I might have been watching another game. I suppose from a midfield perspective, I don't know, Jai Cadwell didn't get much of the ball. Merritt, again, was quiet, like substantially quiet. But for me, the one that kind of stands out that, and I think you mentioned him before, he shouldn't have been playing, was Jake Stringer. He was horrendous. Other than the first 30 seconds where he got the ball three times, he should not have been on the field. So for me, unless, correspondent, you want to throw another name in the ring?
I've got a nomination or two.
Archie Perkins.
Yeah, that was mine. That was mine.
Mate, he was as least involved as Stringer. Stringer was involved for the first 5 minutes, I think you said, which he was.
But that was it.
Perkins seems to, he plays some really quiet games. I know he's only a young kid, but anyway.
Was he playing a role?
I thought he was meant to be on Bontempelli.
Nah.
Yeah, when it comes to playing a role, I don't know. Name one of the theatre productions that he'd be better off playing a role in, Christina, that you're involved in.
He didn't. He did in Les Mis, I think.
Les Mis? Which character?
The love interest.
The love interest? Yeah, he was shit ass. But surely, to me, Stringer gets almost a pass. He shouldn't be there.
No, I don't know why. Sorry, you walk across the line. If you got one,
I know the cliche. Yeah. Yeah, we know the cliche, you know. We know the cliche. There's another guy I want to call out, and statistically he looks fine, but there's somebody that's starting to give me the shits, and that's Andy McGrath.
Oh, that's
hard,
mate.
I know, but bear me out. Early in the game, we were ahead, don't forget. We got off to a really good start. A little bit like Laverde the week before against Geelong, Andy McGrath started the fumbles. And started the rot. And too often, he's been told, obviously, to take the game on and to run. There's not a lot of space at Marvel, as we know. And a number of times, he just takes off with no plan of what he's going to do. And then he coughed up the ball multiple times early, and it cost us. And I know he tries, and we all love him, and we love the person he is and the character. But I do wonder whether his ceiling will always be limited because of his shitty disposal.
Yeah, I think you guys are across this. You look at the stats, and our six defenders pretty much got the most stats, right? Which is damning. And maybe he's under a bit of pressure. I reckon if you're going to throw him under the bus, Parrish got the ball, but he was pretty shit.
Yeah.
Everybody was pretty bad. Like Nick Martin, he didn't look fit. Whether he's just tired, I know he's fit, but some of the vision of him chasing or not chasing It was pretty stark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well, so you're giving it to Stringer.
I am giving it to Stringer.
Yeah, yeah, I think I agree with Solution with an asterisk.
In the last quarter, there was a play where he's flown for a mark, and I say fly loosely because he didn't get much higher than Snelling, than the height of Snelling off the ground, which is not high. And he just couldn't chase. He could not chase. He could not move, and he was limping.
I watched him warming up, and his kicking. He was just only really easing them through, like mid goal height. He wasn't practicing big bombs or anything, which says that, you know, it could be like hamstring or something. Like he wasn't going for it, even in the warm up. So
no,
it's got to be, if he's injured, it's got to be a groin or a hip.
Yeah.
Well, architect, the hanging judge. There's no mercy. Use the Henneman.
That's it.
Well, who's the herd, mate? Give us some nominations.
Give us the nominations. This will be a little bit painful. So, one of the bright lights for us last night was Ridley. I thought he stood up until he was taken off because of injury. He was clean. He just does what Ridley does, can take a contested mark, intercept marks. Very rarely does he ever put a foot wrong.
No.
This kid. So
never panics.
Yep. No. And I also thought Zirk was good as well. Down back.
Yeah, a few times he got really good intercept marks and just punt like he left his man, and he just read the ball much better than opponents, and sort of really saved our ass more times than not.
Yeah, agreed.
Yep.
I thought Jake Kelly was good.
So yeah. Also.
Yeah.
He's again one of those few players that, like, not the few players, one of the backmen that's actually clean with the ball. Kind of look of how he uses it. More often than not, he's hitting a target and to an advantage. So.
Do you reckon, so there was a lot of back and forth between defenders, little chip kicks. Fucking LaVerge hits me too, because he always, even if the guy in relation to the, like, where we're heading is parallel to him, he'll kick it backward and high and just increase the pressure slightly. But I wonder whether there's almost a sort of soccer thing happening where, a bit like an Italian football team from the 1980s, they're happy for us to just pass it between the defenders. They don't put too much pressure. And they sit up at the halfway line. And then after the fourth or fifth time, we just look up and there's just nothing. And then we kick long. And it inevitably goes to a pack that ends up not being to our advantage.
I think it's down to the midfield not creating opportunities up the ground. And if you looked at the Dogs, they were moving all the time, creating little leads, doing chip kicks. And the way that the Bulldogs set up forced us to go long to packs, which, you know, doesn't work. So, and I suppose that's why, going back to Andy McGrath, he could see this happening. And so, okay, yes, he turned it over, but he was trying to do something different.
If you go back 3 or 4 weeks, Christina, I would swear when we played Port Adelaide, we'd do the you know, the 45-degree kicks through the midfield.
Mm.
I don't remember seeing that at all last night.
No, we were stuck on the wing. We sometimes you'd do like one kick from the back to the wing, and then you'd do, maybe there wasn't any handball from behind to get the ball moving, and then you'd do like a little handball kick into the centre of the ground and then move it forward. None of that was happening.
And also, fuck, we missed Draper. Like, I know Peter Wright's small forward work was good on Friday with his crumbing, and he ended up kicking 3 goals, but he's almost a non-entity in the pack. And when it's him or Phillips or Brian as the outlet, they just don't contest. So the ball comes flying back. At least that's the thing about Draper, is you're always getting 100% effort, full, like he'll contest.
What did the coaching staff think was going to happen re our forward structure?
Don't know.
Yeah. No, that's a fair answer, because I was happy that Wiedemann was rested, but bring in another tall forward. Like, as you said, play Voss, and if they don't play Voss and Sartis and a few others over the next few weeks, then I'll be pretty disappointed.
Just one person we haven't touched on was actually Langford. I thought he was kind of the lone soldier in the forward line. He was putting in a lot of second efforts.
Yeah.
Trying to make something happen down there, and he was really the only one doing anything in the forward line and coming up the field as well. He was coming up the field, he defended for a little bit, but
yeah, that's a fair shout. So you gave it to
Ridley. I'm going to give it to Ridley.
Well, his last one of the year. Because he's out.
There's no way he plays again, regardless. Not with a quad.
And damning that he plays three and a bit quarters, and he's still better than someone that play many players that play a full game. So.
Yeah. And I don't believe he was fit either. And I wonder whether. Still,
they could have played him last week.
I think as you're saying, Matt, it's a related injury, that if you saw how it happened, which was innocuous, but he had the knee injury, and there's that always happens. The overcompensation on a calf, thigh, quad, on the back of an ankle or a knee, I sound like Jared Healy. Fuck.
You do. Any other comments on the game?
No. Move on.
Yep.
All right. Let's just go straight to Douche and Deity, and then let's just fuck off. All in favour, say aye.
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 I think the ayes have it. Have you got any nominations, anyone?
Yeah, I've got one nomination. The City of Melbourne Town Planners for Docklands. It took me 40 minutes to get out of Docklands after the game. That was just getting to, just the outskirts of Docklands.
Can I ask what's potentially a silly question? Why would you even drive?
I was going to ask that same supplementary.
Because I came from work, which was, 10 minutes away.
Yeah, no, you got to catch public transport. I have a nomination.
I was going to say, or park. I would park in the city in one of the parking places.
Yeah.
Although,
hang on, as a Friday night, they'd sting you,
It depends what time you get there, I guess, but yeah. No, Docklands is a nightmare, though. I mean, architect, you have your Windsock 2000 shop there, don't you?
I do. I do believe the Windsock 2000 was an advisor on the road plan for Docklands. So,
yeah.
Want to point any blame?
I think it was the entire design of the ground. They got that fucking wrong too. North, south, east, west. Another nomination. Dan Andrews, government, Commonwealth Games. I mean, what a complete fucking debacle.
Yep.
Great. He's now wanting to look like the fiscally responsible premier. That's a hard word to say, fiscally.
It is. I agree entirely. And, everyone knows long-term listeners will know I'm a bit of a lefty, at least socially.
Oh, mate, we live in the north. Come on.
And we do live in the inner
north,
left north. I don't know about you. There's no Liberal candidate in my electorate. No, it's Greens versus Labor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know enough people that have been in and around
the landscape.
Yeah, the landscape's a good way to put it. I don't think he's a nice guy. So yeah, good shout out.
He's a fucking Essendon supporter. That's just so wrong.
I know. I must admit, I was looking forward to going and watch BG play Bermuda in the Lawn Bowls. But I'm disappointed we won't see that at
Yeah, Aubrey. I feel sorry for... Yeah, Bendigo is going to be the Lawn Bowls hub, man. I would have gone up there with my presidential duties.
I would have thought Thornbury Bowls Club could have hosted a...
We would have had a massive event.
I was going to say a leg. What are they called? An end?
A rink, an end.
An end? Anyway.
And what about... there must be a deity. I mean, well...
I've got a suggestion. So for that one, so probably maybe a combination of two things. So the Matildas winning the first World Cup game, and then the 75,000-odd people that turned up to it, which I believe is the biggest crowd for a women's sporting event in Australia. So
we had a bigger one at the MCG for the World Cup Women's T20, but it would be. By far and away the biggest crowd for a Sydney. And I think Sam Kerr, her kind of little message, you know, like how fucking disappointing is that for her doing the calf?
Yeah, yeah. She should play for Essendon. It's a good shout out. Can I nominate a deity?
Yes.
Please English do. Show.
English weather.
Yep. Yep.
I know. It's day five, and obviously by the time this podcast comes out, probably the result will be known. But it looks like it's going to rain for a while.
It's still raining, mate. It's still raining.
Yes, and wonderful to see Piers Morgan.
But they'll be moral victors. Apparently, you can have as many moral victories as you like.
It still loses.
Yep. So who's the deity and who's the douche? Is it by committee this time, or who wants to?
Mate, you're the chair. You're the chair.
Yeah.
No, Christina, you nominate.
I think definitely the douche, Commonwealth Games and Dan Andrews. And yep. The deity. Let's give it to the Matildas.
Yep.
They deserve it. I hope they have a great World Cup campaign.
Agreed. It does remind me too. It would be remiss of me not to shout out the Essendon VFL girls, which went down. I think.
Oh, they played today, right? In Collingwood against Collingwood. Did they go down today? They went down.
So
against Port Melbourne.
Yeah. Port. That's right.
No, it wasn't. It was Collingwood in Port Melbourne.
No, last week we played Collingwood and we lost to Collingwood.
Thank you. Sorry.
Port Melbourne, 11-41 or 11-43, something like that.
It was Port Melbourne in Collingwood. I just made that up. Collingwood beat Port in Essendon.
our twos went down narrowly as well. And thanks to Charlie, you know Charlie.
Charlie the goat.
Yeah, he's just the videos he's sharing of Anthony Mankara. Like, man, I would be happy for him to play a game and get five possessions because he'll kick five goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1,000%. Well, that leads us to next week's game. So we play
the Swans.
Fuck, I hate that team.
It's a big 8-pointer.
Yeah. Surely we just bring in Waller. We bring in Davey. Bring in Mankara, bring in Voss.
Yeah, who else can we bring in? You're channeling the Indigenous All-Stars. Bring in all the Indigenous boys.
Absolutely. It'd be more fun to watch, that's for sure. At least we'll see some skill.
You know next week, if results go as they should go, and if we win, we'll be back in the eight?
Didn't we? Like, let me ask you a question. Here's a poll for the three of you. Would you want to finish eighth? I wouldn't.
No. I'd rather miss.
Oh, I'd rather come 9th, 10th, 11th, get a decent top 10 pick.
Finish eighth, we're going to lose the first final, guarantee.
Mate, we'll be playing Geelong at Alphabet Stadium and or the Bulldogs in Tasmania or something.
Yeah, let Carlton suffer that indignity.
Yeah, totally agree, mate.
Close out. The Carlton are playing the Pies this weekend.
Yep, they are.
That'd be great if they could both lose.
Yeah,
I tell you, I've only just seen results today. I didn't realise that Melbourne almost got run over. Just for those playing at home, Oppenheimer, the movie, does go for a long time. You've got to pack a lunch and a swag.
So they cover the him working out how to split the atom in real time. Is that what happens?
Pretty much. It's almost like a documentary diary day to day.
And let me guess, to the end with his quote, doesn't he quote the Bhagavad Gita at the end of it or something?
I don't know. Can't tell you. I thought the ending might have been a giant mushroom cloud.
I thought the ending was going to be that he just had sex with Barbie.
That's the sequel.
Nobody went. Nobody went dressed up as Oppenheimer, but everyone went dressed up as Barbie. I'm
like, what would be the? Remember back in the day when pornos actually existed, and they used to make them names of the films, like spin-offs from the films.
Yeah.
Like Dances with Wolves. I remember it was Dances with Foxes. What would Oppenheimer be?
Speaking of something to do with Ron Jeremy or whatever. I don't know.
Schlongenheimer.
Hey, not speaking out of school, but that video that was shared amongst the podcast crew of that fucking rabbit killing that snake.
It was vicious.
We've got to re-discuss that. Rabbit versus guinea pig. I've never seen a rabbit get that aggro.
I'm telling you, rabbits are vicious. They are fucking vicious. I've never seen a guinea pig would never do that. A guinea pig will just roll over and die.
How is the rabbit does a like a triple somersault off the back of the?
Just for those who haven't seen it, it's a clip of a python, presumably, strangles. Three of a rabbit's babies. Good thing for a rabbit is if you have a miscarriage or you lose one of your kids, you have another one in 3 months' time because they obviously get busy. But the mum rabbit exacts revenge on the snake and just attacks it continuously in a way that you wouldn't think snakes do. So I just added that in our Winsock chat to the rabbit versus guinea pig chat.
Well, it's just an ongoing discussion.
Well, maybe the rabbit wins because you can have it actually guarding your house.
Yeah. Wasn't there a cartoon about an angry rabbit or something that would just sure have seen a cartoon somewhere?
Anyway. Yeah. You're not thinking of Watership Down.
You Wesley Webbit.
Watership Down was heavy. Anyway, we're petering out. All right, let's go around the grounds. Who wins? How much? What's the score?
Hang on.
Christina, go first.
Sydney. It's that Marvel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Fuck it, we'll win by 2 goals.
Architect?
I'm not as confident as you. Christine, I reckon it'll be Sydney by 24 and two rampy post climbs.
Post humps?
That's it.
Fucking rampy.
Yeah.
I'm a bit the same. I think we'll go down by 10 or 15. Q's in the rack.
When Fiona's forecast, I predicted the Bulldogs would win by 30 points and they won by 31. I've been on fire with my picks. Sydney by 30.
How's your maths going, mate?
Maths?
41.
Oh, 41, was it? I thought the one by 31. I was going by...
You blacked out for the last two, three
actually,
minutes.
No, I did say math. I did say maths.
Yeah, you didn't say maths. How's your math? Oh, who gives a fuck? We're going to lose. All right. Well, anything else you want to mention? Oh, song of the week.
Oh, yeah.
So I recorded, I think we call it Why Jai is the name of the song. But it's to American Pie and written by Jez. So, Jez, well done. And a reminder to the listeners, if you want to contribute a song, send in the lyrics and I'll try and record it. But what did you guys reckon?
I liked it.
It's good.
Yeah, it was great. I liked it.
Mate, can you? I think it's time to do a ukulele number, to be honest.
I could do that. But say what you said in the chat. Christina, you criticised my pitch.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, it does get a bit high for you in moments.
Yeah.
Well, struggle to get up there.
Jez was grabbing my balls at the time, and I told him to squeeze tighter, but he refused. And no, it was at the top of my register, that's for sure. I'm more of a kind of a deeper guy, so yeah.
In every respect, mate. Every respect.
It's a surprisingly complex vocal, actually, that song.
Yeah, it's better than
that. I'll take that on trust, mate.
All right. So check out that. Anything else before we go? Anyone wants to mention?
Because I am keen to know whether or not Scott will swing the axe after this week and put the pull cue in the rack, or whether or not he'll ride this one to see whether or not we can win it, that we're still a chance for the finals.
There's a massive chance Wiedemann comes back playing in defence.
What about Settlefield? How far away is he?
I think, like others who've come back, he's still a week or two away, but I think he needs to play twos, so I don't know whether he's getting back.
Yeah, okay.
And it is a sort of not much talked about story. We've had a lot of injuries this year.
Well, James Stewart.
Is he still on the lead?
Yeah, he's still on the lead.
Yeah, funnily enough, he wasn't springing to mind.
No, but Setterfield's virtually missed the whole season. You're right.
Yeah. And I said at the start of the year, Draper's probably our most important player, and I think our fortunes since he's been injured have
Shields been injured for, what, half the season. I'm not saying he's as important. Peter Wright missed, you know, two-thirds of the season.
Yeah.
And you said he's not fit, and he's not for that reason. So you're right. We are, for all those reasons, we're just miles off it.
True. And before we go, did you see the Essendon cake that Fiona, our sponsor, tweeted? The 60th birthday cake? Yeah. No?
Nope.
It did look really good.
Yeah. So that's what you're looking, that's what you're messing with here. Our sponsor, something about cake. It is, as I said in my response to her tweet, the only quality thing associated with this podcast is her work. And check it out. Something about cake. It is pretty amazing. Because the scarf was like part of the cake.
How about easing up on that statement about the only good thing that happens on the podcast? Come on.
I said the only quality thing.
Yeah.
I stand by it.
Yeah, I've always thought your songs were shit.
Exactly. I can't disagree with that either. All right. Well, on that note, thanks to everyone that listened. Check out the sponsor, Something About Cake, and we'll see you next week.
Go Dons.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember when small forwards used to make me smile. And then Dodoro had his chance, nailed it in the mid-season draft, and came back with a Tassie kid called Jai. But last Thursday made me shiver with every paper I delivered. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about them dropping jive, but something touched me deep inside the day they managed jive. And they were singing, why did you get rid of Jai? Got no crummers, what a bummer, now we keep bombing high. And no Obama fans are drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day we need Jai. This will be the day we need Jai. Why did we get rid of Jai? Got no crummers, what a bummer, now we keep bombing high. And good old bombers drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day we need Jai. This will be the day we need Jai. This will be the day we need Jai.